You're awake again. Good. I was starting to get bored. Oh, don't try to move too quickly, honey. Your body still isn't completely used to being here. There, just lie back down into the warm bed. I've got you. Good boy. Huh? Oh, no, I suppose you wouldn't recognize me. Though this certainly isn't the first time we've met. It's confusing, I know. Better not to think too much about it. The only thing you need to understand is that you're under my care for the moment. You've been struck by an illness, but not an untreatable one. In fact, I intend to nurse you back to health. This mansion, my mansion, will serve as your home while you recover. Your treatment is coming along quite nicely, actually. Most of the more serious symptoms have already disappeared. Unfortunately, your short-term memory is still being affected. It's no surprise that you can't remember the time we've spent together. But don't fret, because I'll have you cured in no time. All you have to do is relax and let me perform the treatment. That's right. Settle into the sheets. I'm going to help you get all nice and comfy. Now stay still. I have to give you your daily massage. I know you like it when I run my hands over your chest. Well, of course you're naked. Who'd give another person a massage while they're fully clothed? Please, don't worry about these things, honey. I know what I'm doing. What? This is part of the treatment. Don't you know that patients who receive affection recover exponentially faster? Well, it's true. Such a good boy. Are you starting to feel good? Yeah. You love how my lips feel on your skin. Please don't move too much. You're my charge, and it's my duty to fulfill your needs. But I can't do that if you keep squirming. Isn't it a good thing that you don't feel sick? That just means you're getting better. You don't have to be so suspicious. Hey, where are you going? I haven't finished your treatment. Now, why would you start running away? You could have at least put some clothes on. What if there were other people living here? Whatever. Back again, are we? Must have taken a wrong turn. Go on, then. I won't stop you from trying to leave. Amazing. You must have an incredibly bad sense of direction to end up here again. Wait. Just relax for a moment. That's better. You must have realized by now that running isn't going to help. And you aren't going crazy. The house is enchanted. I made sure you'd return to this room if you ever got too far away. Yes. It is a bit odd to be treated in a magical mansion, isn't it? Well, I suppose it's time for me to drop the charade. I'm not a nurse, and you aren't sick. That was just a little game I thought we could play. What? I can't like games? Don't pretend you didn't have any fun either. It's not like this is the first time we've played together. You can be very pliable, sweetie. Except for when you're in a foul mood, that is. One time I even convinced you that you were a homunculus created by a sorcerer queen. Played by myself, of course. That was a tremendously enjoyable night. I guess that's true. I am a sorcerer of a sort. Very perceptive, sweetie. But it isn't the complete truth. Do you really want to know? Wouldn't you prefer to live in blissful ignorance? There are plenty more roles we could assume if you wanted to. I could be a wealthy merchant, or a retired swordswoman. No? That's fine. If you absolutely must know, I'm a spirit. A fairly old spirit, too. Not that you can tell. When I was alive, or rather when I lived on your Earth, I studied the mystical arts. Magic has always been my passion, you see. I used to spend every night huddled over some yellowing scroll, the warm light of a candle flickering nearby. It was a very pleasant way to live, exciting in that way reading can be. However, my peaceful existence didn't last long. Eventually, I came down with a deathly sickness. And unlike in our little game, I didn't have anyone to nurse me back to health. Foolishly, I had neglected the healing arts and was unable to cure myself. So, faced with a life cut dreadfully short, I decided to lean on those skills I did possess. One of the tomes I'd come across described the technique used for constructing a pocket dimension. Do you know what that is, honey? It's actually quite self-explanatory. Pocket dimensions are little marbles of reality outside of normal space, but they're costly to create, and not particularly useful at first glance. Except, pocket dimensions follow their own rules. What is true on Earth may not necessarily be true in a pocket dimension. Take death, for example. The spirits of those who've died cannot return to life without exceptional effort. Even if you're lucky enough to become a ghost, there isn't much you can do to improve your condition. But what if you locked your spirit inside of a pocket dimension? Well, then you'd be on your own home territory, wouldn't you? You could use your magic freely, and if you were patient, become stronger over time. I'm guessing by now you figured out this isn't hypothetical. Rather than take my chances with the afterlife, I use the last of my time to make a pocket dimension. One filled with all the comforts of home and contained within the pages of a book. That book would serve as my bridge between the world I was born in and the reality I'd constructed for myself, so that when the time came, I would be able to cross over. Which is where you come in, sweetie. See, there's still one more step in this plan of mine, one last piece of the puzzle. To return to the real world, I need a conduit. Someone to facilitate the crossing. Remember that old book you bought a few weeks ago? Well, there was a reason you were so drawn to it. How else was I supposed to find a suitable conduit? It's not like I could put out an ad. I don't understand why you have to make such a big deal about this. I'm not going to hurt you. Quite the opposite, really. A physical connection needs to be built between my dimension and yours. Do you know how that's done? No? You can't even guess? Then allow me to explain. You have to come inside me. I said that you'd like it. Well, I know that you do. We've been having sex for weeks now. Yes, really. You just can't remember it. The mind has trouble coping with being dragged into a new reality, so it perceives it as a dream. Not to mention, the issue is compounded by the fact that only your spirit comes to visit me. A split like that can have mild consequences. Oh, your body is fine. It's lying in bed right now, like it usually would be at this time of night. And I'll let you return to it, just as soon as you give me what I need. So, what do you say, my sweet baby boy? Are you going to shoot a thick load inside my sopping wet pussy? Oh, come on. I know you want it. You've done it before. Admittedly, after a little coercion, but still. Here. Get back in bed. Let me take control. I mean, what else are you going to do? Escape? How many times do you think you've tried that? And where would you go, even if you did get out of this mansion? All the surrounding land, this entire world, is mine. As is everything in it, including you. Here you are nothing more than a cum slave. That's your only purpose. Your balls fill up. And I milk them. It's as simple as that. I understand that this is still a little scary. Ideally, you would be able to remember all the nights we've spent together, all the ways you've given yourself over to me. But I can't yet make things ideal. So we'll just have to work with what we've got. Lay on the bed. That's better. I don't like it when you're bratty. Now, I'm not normally this straightforward with you, but tonight's a special occasion. After this, the ritual will be complete, and I'll finally be able to return to my old home, with a new partner by my side, no less. I'm honestly a bit more excited than usual, so I thought I'd give you a reward. I'm going to tease and toy with you until you're squirming around, begging for release. And I'll give you that release. I'm going to make you come harder than you ever have, so hard that you'll have no choice but to give me your heart forever. Oh, you look skeptical. Don't you believe me? How about if I told you I had something truly special planned? I don't know if I should tell you what it is so early, though. Especially after how difficult you've been tonight. All right. You don't have to beg. Do you remember how I said that your physical body is still asleep? Well, I figured out a way to influence it from here in my mansion. It wasn't really that difficult. Your spirit is already intertwined with mine. So, now, whenever I give you command using the words, my pet, your body will respond without question. Almost as if you were sleepwalking. I'm guessing you can see where this is going. I'm going to make your body, your real body, come while I fuck you. Sure, I've given you a few wet dreams already, but this will be on a whole other level than that. The pleasure you'll feel when you come will be overwhelming. Isn't that what you want? To forget everything else and just feel good for me? To be toyed with, made to spurt out rope after rope of thick, gooey cum? How adorable. Your eyes are darting everywhere. Are you embarrassed? Well, you don't have to feel ashamed around me, sweetie. Not about your desires, your wants, not about anything. I've seen everything in that pretty head of yours, and your heart, and it only made me want you more. Your heart wishes to serve me. It wants to devote itself to my desire, to my will. So listen to your heart, and do what I say. Close your eyes, pet. Good boy. You still seem anxious. How about we do a little exercise to get you more relaxed? Does that sound good? Yeah? Alright. Settle in then, pet. Make sure you're comfortable. Just lie there for a moment and listen to the soothing sound of my voice. You like listening to me. Hearing my voice makes you feel safe. Makes you feel protected. And you are. Here, you will always be safe, because you are in my care. I chose you, out of everyone in the world, to be with me. When we are together, you can sense my love, like a physical pulse of heat rising from your stomach, filling your chest. You feel it now, don't you? That warmth and safety. Good boy. Listen to my breathing. Let it ease your mind. Let it spread that warm tingle throughout your body. Try it. Breathe with me, pet. In. And out. Good boy. Keep breathing. In. And out. Do as much as you're comfortable with, pet. All I care about right now is that you're relaxed. You don't have to follow my breaths exactly. Do what you're comfortable with. Let's do a few more. In. In. You're doing so well for me. I love it when you follow my commands. Isn't it so wonderful to obey me? I know it makes you all warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? You love being submissive, giving up your will to a powerful woman. But not just to any woman. To me. You can let your guard down. Can let yourself be submissive. Because you know I would never hurt you. My control, my absolute power over you would never be used to make you feel bad. Submission makes you content. Submission gives you purpose. That's why you always have to be a good boy for me. It makes me happy when you're a good boy. And my happiness is sweeter than honey, brighter than the light of the moon. When it shines on you, you are at peace. When it fills you, you are complete. So be a good boy and drop for me. That's it. Just drop. Let yourself fall deeper into hypnosis. Let yourself fall deeper into submission. It's all right to fall. Because no matter how deep you go, I'll always be there to catch you. Good pet. Feel yourself drifting away, drifting down below the waters of your conscious mind. Down to the deep place where you dream. Good boy. Keep falling. Keep going deeper. How are you feeling, sweetie? Is it hard to think straight? Hard to focus on anything other than my voice? Good. That's how I want you right now. There's no need to think. Just let me lead you to where you're supposed to go. I know the way. I know what's best for you. Such a sweet boy. It's nice here in this deep place. In this place where you dream. I like playing with you here. You're always so much more honest. Are you starting to relax, sweetie? Good. I like to hear that. I want you to be totally at ease. That's it, baby. Just let all those negative emotions disappear. Let all anxiety, all fear fade away into nothingness. You don't need them when you're with me. Especially not the fear. I mean, I'm not scary, am I? No, I didn't think so. But some people are scared of me. I wish I were. Even when I walked in your world, there were some who feared what I could do. They said I was evil. What a silly idea. You understand, though, I'm not cruel or malevolent. Just curious. Even when you were a child, you were fascinated by those things other people labeled bizarre, scary. After all, why fear a ghost or a spirit? They can have beauty too. Am I not beautiful? I do enjoy hearing you say that, sweetie. But I want you to keep dreaming for me. I'm going to plant a thought in your head, and it's going to grow. You don't even have to do anything. Just listen to my voice, and let my words become real. Imagine yourself in a room, Pat. An old room. The paint is cracked in some places, and a slight draft is creeping in. Nearby, you can see a window. Outside, the sky is overcast, heavy clouds turning the light of the sun gray. There is a gentle quiet settling over the land. A forest of ancient trees surrounds you, their leaves dying and vibrant. Mist coils around their trunks, a haze consuming more and more. Suddenly, you hear the soft patter of raindrops on the glass. It's drizzling now. You pull your blanket tighter, almost instinctively, grateful for the flickering coals still in the fireplace and the steaming mug sitting on the bedside table. It's hard to look away from the rain. There's just something about it. Something you can't quite put your finger on. The sound of the rain is soothing, hypnotic. You see droplets falling on the trees, wind rustling the brightly colored leaves, causing them to fall and drift to the ground. As you watch, a red leaf is shaken off and begins to fall. It is getting closer to the earth, riding the current of the wind. Every second it falls, you feel yourself becoming more relaxed, going deeper into submission. You breathe deeply, listening to the rain, listening to my voice. Memories of autumn flood your mind, of brisk air, a warm bed, and the pumpkins with jagged smiles. The red leaf has almost stopped falling now. It is only inches from the ground. Your thoughts are calming down, focusing around the sweet words of your lover. Everything feels soft and wonderful. It's hard to stay awake. You realize that you are going deeper, that there is a place even farther in the depths of your consciousness than this world of dreams. As you think this, the old room begins to fade away. For a moment, there is only darkness. But then you see a house coming closer. Well, not a house, really, but a mansion. It is aged and dignified. Ivy vines crawl over the walls, though they look almost cultivated, as if someone had carefully pruned them. The garden is filled with stone statues, the grass strewn with leaves. All the windows are dark, except one. Right in the middle of the house, you can see a room bathed in the orange light of a candle. You begin walking toward the mansion without thinking about it. Something there is calling to you, waiting for your arrival. When you reach the large doors, they creak open for you and close again as soon as you enter. You think you hear the lock turning, but you can't be sure. It doesn't matter anyway. You plan on staying. The interior of the mansion was dark when you first came in, but the gas lamps have lit themselves, and now you can see the elegant brocade wallpaper, as well as the faceless portraits hanging on it. You are not unsettled by this, though. In fact, you continue to walk deeper into the depths of the mansion. You pass through countless empty rooms. There doesn't seem to be anyone home, yet the furniture is completely free of dust. There is a study filled with ink-covered papers, a kitchen that smells like cookies, and a massive library you almost get lost in. Finally, you reach the room you saw earlier. You raise your hand to knock on the door. But before you can, you hear a voice say, "Come in." So you do. Inside, there is a beautiful woman dressed in black. She's staring down at the bed, a gentle smile on her face. You squint your eyes to get a better look and are shocked to see yourself in the bed, naked, your cock hard and aching. Your heart beats harder in your chest. A voice in the back of your mind tells you to run, to flee from here as fast as you can, but your legs won't move. They're rooted to the floor. You watch the woman, at once confused and entranced. She seems familiar, yet so distant. You want to be closer to her, no matter what that nagging little voice has to say. All you want is to feel her embrace, to tell her you love her. And I love you too, baby. I turn to you, still smiling, my auburn hair flowing over my shoulders, and I tell you to drop. That's it. Just give it all up, pet. You belong to me now. All you have to do is drop. 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 Good boy. You're ready for me now. I'm standing right next to you, my black dress gone. You can see my bare breasts, hard nipples standing up. I crawl onto the bed slowly and snuggle up next to you, pressing my flesh into yours. I smell sweet. You take in my scent slowly, catching a hint of musk from my loins. Can you feel my breath on your neck? Do you like it when I run my hand across your chest? Yeah. That's it. I'm gonna make you feel really good, sweetie. I'm gonna reward you for being my sweet, obedient boy. You love it when I kiss you. You love the warmth of my hand on your skin. It makes you excited to be in my presence. You can feel that excitement building as my hand trails lower and lower. You squirm around, begging me for more, aching to be touched there. I bet you can't wait any longer, can you? It's all right, sweetie. I know what you need. You feel my fingers wrapping around your shaft. I start slowly stroking your cock, making you moan and whimper. Good boy. Let me jerk you off, okay? feels incredible, doesn't it? You're already so hard. But it isn't enough, is it? Play with your balls, Pat. There you go. Gently. Just enough to make yourself feel good. Aren't you glad you decided to serve me? Just look at how I can make you throb. Do you want to suck on my breast, sweetie? Okay. Here you go. Just latch on. Yeah. Good boy. Lick my nipples all over. While I jerk you off, just let me nurse you, baby. So adorable. I can't believe how needy you've gotten. Oh, your tongue is amazing. You're just like a baby. Enough. Okay. Stop touching yourself now, Pat. You did really well. I think you deserve a reward. Yeah? Watch me move down the bed, positioning my mouth just above your crotch. Feel my hot breath blowing on your stiff cock. This is torture for you, isn't it? Do you want to feel my warm lips wrapping around your cock? Feel my tongue licking around the tip? You will. But first, you have to follow a command. Got it, Pat? I'm going to say a word. A wonderful word. And when I do, you'll feel a burst of pleasure shooting through your body, melting your brain, making your cock throb. Do you want to hear it? That amazing word. Beg for it. Oh, my baby boy. Are you ready? Okay, then. Here it is. Clench. Yes, clench for me, Pat. Tense your pelvic floor. Feel a wave of pleasure wash over you, overwhelming your senses, making the blood rush to your groin. Feel it sparking and shooting up your cock. Feel your balls tighten, eager for release. Clench. Every time you hear this word, you'll experience an almost orgasmic euphoria. You'll remember my lips taking you in. Was it worth the wait? I know it was. cockpit. Just low strokes. Enjoy the sensation of my tongue, of my spit dripping down your shaft. Fuck. We always taste so good. Sometimes when I see your dick, or even think about it, I start to salivate. It's a little embarrassing, but I can't help myself. I know you love it when I suck you off, though. Just look at all the pre-cum that's dripping out. You wish you could let it all out, don't you? I wish you could empty those balls down my throat. But you can't orgasm yet, sweetie. I want to tease you first, to make you into a quivering, desperate mess. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. In fact, I'm sure you're ecstatic to follow my orders, aren't you, Pat? This is our special night after all. I want to taste even more of your cock, baby. I need more. Take your other hand, Pat. Now start rubbing it over the head of your cock. Yeah, that's it. Good boy. Do you like how deep I can take you? Are your cock presses up against the back of my throat? I clench. You look like you're going insane with ecstasy. Are you getting close? No coming. Take your hands off your cock. Oh, come on. I know it's hard. It's hard for me to stop sucking, but this is for your own good. You have to shoot that load inside my pussy. That's right, honey. I'm going to make you fuck my warm, wet pussy until you explode. So just relax for a moment. Breathe in and out. There you go. In. And out. Hmm. It's time. I can feel it. I'm going to take you, sweetie. And when you finally spill your seed into my room, the last barrier between my world and yours will collapse. I can see it already. The two of us walking side by side through the portal. I can wait, though. You have to satisfy me first, sweetie. Watch as I move on the bed and start to straddle you. Feel the warmth of my pussy radiating onto your shaft. I'm so close to you. You could be inside me with a single thrust. And you want to do it. To thrust into my tight, wet hole. You want to fuck me as hard as you can. But you won't. Because we both know how much better it feels when you obey. The pleasure you experience when I take control is addicting. It works its way into your mind and heart, even your soul. My dominance is an enveloping love, a warm embrace. You can't help but serve me. I am your one true love, your mate. Tell me you love me, pet. I want to hear it. Boy, I'm going to lower myself down now. Yes, that's it, baby. Stroke yourself, pet. Pump your shaft for me. Your cock is stretching me out. Oh, God. Oh, it always feels so amazing inside me. Oh, feel the walls of my pussy wrapping around you. Oh, feel me clench. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah, take it, slut. Yeah. Yes, take it. Let out those wonderful moans while I ride you. Fucking good, baby. Your cock is so good. Yeah. Keep stroking for me. Go on, pet. Keep stroking. I want you right on the edge. You hit all the best spots. It's like we were made for each other. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to let you leave, sweetie. Never. Never. Life is so drab when you can't share it with someone. I didn't know what I was missing without you. Even when I was still in your world, I never really lived. But now I have you. And I refuse to go back to that boring existence. You wouldn't abandon me, would you? Of course not. My sweet little boy wouldn't be so heartless. It's going so deep inside me. Feel your cock twitching, clenching. Oh, do you want me to fuck you harder, baby? Faster? Just nod your head. Oh, good boy. yourself as fast as you can for me, Pat. Yes. Yes. But no coming. No coming. You can only come when I tell you to. Got it? Yes. I love you, honey. I love you so, so much. I can't wait for us to start our new life together. I'm almost there. I'm going to count down, all right? When I reach zero, I'm going to fuck you faster. And you're gonna shoot all that sticky cum into my womb, all right? All of it. Yes. Yes. 10. Your balls are heavy with cum, just waiting for me to milk them dry. 9. Keep stroking. 8. Yes. Yes, fuck me, baby. 7. Oh. 6. Feel my tight pussy clench around you. 5. I'm really close, baby. I'm really close. 4. Your hips, Pat. Yes, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, 2. Oh, get ready. 1. Oh, 0. Oh. Come. Come now, Pat. Come now, Pat. Oh, thrust and come inside me. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Let it all out, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Your cock is pulsing like crazy. Clench. Clench. Spurt out all that cum inside my pussy. Oh, seed me. Seed me. Clench. Clench. Oh. You did it, honey. The ritual's complete. I'm free at last. Free to return to my old home. There, can you see it? By the wall? The doorway between worlds is already opening. And behind it? That must be your room. You look so peaceful in your bed. I guess that's not much of a surprise, considering how I just drained you. Mm-hmm. It's your body. Kind of strange seeing it from the outside, isn't it? We could cross over right now if you wanted to. Make you whole again. Or you could just rest in my lap for a while. To recover your strength. Well, you certainly seem to have made up your mind. To tell you the truth, I like this option better as well. Soon I'll enjoy playing with your real body, but that can wait. I don't want to break you. No. Good boy. But we can't stay like this forever. We'll have to leave the mansion eventually. Not abandon it, no. It's still our home. That's right. You'll still be here with me at night, in the quiet hours. I'll give you a proper tour of the place just as soon as I deal with a few matters on the other side. Yes. Just a few loose ends. So, don't rest too long, my dear heart. There's much work to be done, and much fun to be had.